are Shaq, the half-orc barbarian, and Alea, correct?
Alriana.
Alriana, and she is human sorceress.
Oh, wizard. Boy.
Human wizard. Okay, human wizard, half-orc, barbarian, scald. Awesome. Okay, so you have found your way to this different plane, taking a bit of a side road away from Corvosa and places that you have previously been, and now find yourselves enrolled in a tournament of sorts on a floating island in the sky above a strange world for some of you. As you wait in your particular rooms off to the side of the arena before you, you can hear the sound of cheering. There seems to be a great crowd that's outside, and then you hear it all quiet down as the voice of an announcer booms out across the open space of the arena. It is apparent to you that while there are many smaller holodeck-styled dueling rooms within the arena, this particular show has been given the primary seating, and the main arena, which is also built as a holodeck, is being used and has with it a vast amount of seating around it, as well as various camera drones that float around to get different angles, so everyone will have the perfect view of the duel. The voice of the announcer booms out, and you can hear him calling the people, "Welcome to Raven's Rock, to the great arena match that you've been waiting for. This is no small match, but the beginning of several that will lead to our grand championship match to see who truly is the true hero. Coming to us from far away, another plane, we have the half-orc barbarian, Shaq." And Shaq, your gate opens. The light at first is blinding, but as the light subsides, you can start to adjust to outside, and there are several camera drones which are right outside of your gate. They're always far enough out of your reach that they would not be in your way, but they seem to hover close enough to be able to get every detail, like strange lens eyes that stare out of hovering mechanical bodies. Above them, countless numbers, hundreds, thousands of people in the stands, all cheering, looking at you. The spotlights land on you. You find yourself just in a bleak dirt arena floor. Do you step out?
Shaq looks at the cameras, immediately recognizes what they are. He waves at them. It says, "Hi, Mom! Hey, everybody! I got a half-orc buddy back home that I'm kind of missing out. I kind of wish he were here too, but let's do this."
He rushes out.
All right, as you rush out, the crowd thunders in applause and cheering, eager to see what this half-orc can do, and not really understanding everything that you're saying, but you know, they're just glad that you're here. The announcer continues on. "And to face our challenger half-orc, we have no less than a wizard. And she may be familiar to some, for she's been here before, to this world. You may know her." And you said it's not Alriana. Which one is this? This is Alriana. Okay.
Yep.
You may know her name if you've been to the guild. Alriana, Wizardess Extraordinaire! And the gate opens for Alriana. Similarly, the blinding lights, the drones in front of you, the booming of the crowd, the thunderous applause. Only you can see, as your eyes adjust, that your competitor has already come a fair distance out into the arena floor and is waiting for you.
Alriana gives the customary princess wave as she walks out through the gate, and you see she looks over into the corner of her, looks over to her left, almost as if she's looking over at no one in particular, and says, No, no, Lee, you can't join in this one. It'll just have to be me. Sit quietly, we'll get this done. And she looks over and sees the challenger and realizing that he is far bigger than she is. She swallows a bit, but says, "We'll at least try to get this done."
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, so Aureana steps out. Now with both of you out in the arena, the crowd is just going wild. They're ready to start this thing. This great challenge, the first match of many that will take place tonight. The announcer then speaks to you and says, "Challengers, are you ready?"
Well, about as ready as I'll ever be. Let's have a good match. Shaq, was it?
Yeah, I didn't catch your name. What was it?
Aureana Fayoun, acolyte of the goddess Windlass.
Shaq chuckles. He's like, and Shaq chuckles and says, "Well, I've had my fair share of problems with wizards, so you probably got as much of a chance as I do in this one, so we'll see what happens."
And with that, the announcer's voice booms out, almost loud enough to cover up any response that Aureana would have given as he says, and you realize that these drones also have microphones that are highly tuned to pick up whatever dialogue they feel that they should. And he says, "Well, there you have it. An unsure half-orc or an overconfident wizardess. You decide as the match begins. But first, some scenery." And with that, the dust vanishes. It seems to almost sink into the floor, but there's no hole that it sinks in through. Rather, there is a flat steel plate shining silver beneath you. It seems to almost flicker, almost like a light coming on. And then out of that same flat silver metallic base, more scenery starts to pop up. Seems to just develop right out of it, pushing through as if it was passing through a portal that you're standing on top of, but not falling through. Buildings pass you. There's grass, a little bit of lawn, flagpoles. Pretty soon you find yourself on a strange sort of a base or a campus, perhaps. There are large buildings. One of them says Academic Center. There are three flagpoles in front of it with a bit of a driveway. Across from it, in a small road space, there's a lawn, and then there's a sort of a squat building, a little bit dwarfed by this huge academic center. It's called Ballard. Just simply Ballard. You can see a little bit to the side, there seems to be a gate. However, you get the idea that that gate is not meant to be opened. And as you look around, you can see your battlefield seems to be placed between this Ballard and this academic center. And roll initiative.
All right.
Already a crit 20.
Total 20.
Both 20?
Total okay. 20.
So mine was a crit. What's your line was? Crit 20, so let me add my modifiers. Hang on a second.
No crits on initiative, like special surprise rounds or anything. It just goes as normal.
Okay, yeah, so 20 is my total. 20 would be my total.
Dex?
I have a total of 16 dexterity score.
Yeah, my dex is my dex is 10, so I don't have any modifiers for.
Yay! Aureana is up first.
Okay, in that case, you see Aureana look at you, hear the gunshot go off, and immediately hold her hand out to the side, swirl it in a circle, and cup her hand out as a small golden ring drops into her hand. And then she slips it over her ring finger and vanishes.
Nice.
And she's gonna stealth. and then she's gonna get out of the position that she was in before. So yeah, she moves in a random direction. So do I have to roll for stealth?
What's the ring? A invisibility ring?
Yeah, it's just the casting invisibility.
If I recall, the rules on that is like a plus 20 to stealth, isn't it?
Plus 20 if you're moving, plus 40 if you're standing still.
Okay, so yes, roll it. And Celtic, roll a perception.
All right. Uh, 20 on perception.
Total of 39 for stealth.
So yeah, the opponent in front of you, Shaq, just vanishes. You have no idea where she went.
Oh, wonderful.
I presume that ends all Rihanna's turn?
That ends my turn, yes.
Right. Helped it, or Shaq is out.
Well...
Okay. Let's see. Let me just figure out what I'm going to do here. How far... I guess she
moved in a different direction than where she was initially. She started out in front of me, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Shaq wouldn't necessarily know that. She vanished before she moved.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so what Shaq's gonna do...
Okay. Hang on. I'm going off my phone right now, so it's gonna be a little slow. Let's see. Okay. So, Shaq is going to go ahead and attempt to cast resistance on himself as a cantrip.
Cool.
Yep, it's one of the one of the Bardic cantrips that Bardic spells that he knows. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, still having another cast.
Yep. All right. So, how is that going to?
I believe it adds a plus one to all your resistances.
Do I have to have some kind of spell save or anything like that? I'm not exactly sure how that. All right.
Nope.
So I just.
You just add a plus one to everything.
Yeah, that's gonna be my. And.
Fortitude, right, reflex, so and will.
Plus one.
For X number of rounds.
I believe it's a minute. Hang on. No, that's 5e. Hang on. For a minute, yeah, it is a minute. So, 10 rounds.
So,
nice.
Here's how it plays out. Shaq, you know, I guess that's just how it works, right? I just cast it, I don't have to miss... I mean, obviously, is it a performance check or anything? Because I'm a bard?
Nope. You just say, I do this,
cool.
And it happens.
Alright, so yeah, I'm gonna cast resistance, and... Let me see something here...
It should be a standard action, so you would still have a move action.
I still have a move action? Cool. So, just kind of as a little bit of a shock, Shaq immediately lets out a large roar and doesn't... Actually, just kind of
not a large roar. He glares at the general direction where he thought the wizard was initially, and he wants to do an intimidation check, an intimidating glare as a move action.
Okay.
Just to see if that would have any kind of effect. So.
Does it have to be a creature you can see?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me see. Let me look up.
Because I mean, I had you staring off to the left, and all around is just like, what is he looking
at?
Oh,
yeah. That would be funny.
It actually says adjacent.
Oh, it has to be adjacent? Well,
yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm gonna take out my plus two vicious scythe, and I'm just going to take a couple steps back and just kind of prepare for the next move.
Okay. Over off in the distance, you hear a voice simply say, ventriloquism, and you hear it echo again about 20 feet over to the side.
Wonderful.
That's my turn.
Let's see. Jack does not do well with spellcasters, man.
let's see. Shaq's getting frustrated right now, so he's just going to go ahead and enter rage. And,
Shaq actually gets a will save on that.
He does, but he can either tell whether it's actual or if it's a figment, yeah. But he still hears it.
So Shaq's going to go ahead and do a will save then. All right. So
cool.
Let me see what I got. No, not 13. 15.
No. The DC is 17.
So Shaq obviously thinks that the voice is coming from over there. Shaq's going to take a step in that direction. And let's see.
Shaq's gonna try to do a diplomacy check to see if he can convince the wizard to play fair. Shaq's going.
Okay.
Shaq's gonna be like, "Hey, I can't see you at all. I thought we started out on the right foot, so maybe just let down your stealth, so maybe we can have a little bit of a fair fight and give these people a good show. Because if not, I have no idea what we're gonna do." And so, diplomacy.
Okay, go ahead. You hear the voice say, "You're right, we didn't give these people a time to just watch one opponent. They should have two. We'll give them a good show. I promise. And on her turn, you just hear she begins casting and just saying multiple words in what sounds like gibberish. But it's going to take a full round for it to complete.
Okay, so is that diplomacy check count as my turn?
Oh, I didn't. Wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a free action. Go ahead and do something else if you like.
Shaq is... did we have time to, like, prepare stuff? Like, maybe grab some things beforehand?
Items, scrolls, weapons, etc.
33k worth of
what all now?
Your items, which you're probably what not now? Anywhere close to, so...
Yeah, you had 33,000 gold pieces to spend.
So you basically can have anything you want.
So
pretty much at this point.
Kind of a little frightened at this display, is going to go ahead and kind of enter rage, and he's going to take a shot of whiskey that he had in a flask, and he's going to get liquid courage, which adds +1 to saves on mind affecting effects when you drink alcohol. So he's getting a little angry right now, and he's taking this to calm his nerves. So that's one more to I guess will saves, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, nice.
I have no idea how to play this, so I'm trying.
Right. No, it's fine. And I guess it would be over to Oriana's turn. And this is where she would start casting, and it's going to take a full round, so she has to wait for her round to roll around again before she can actually do anything. So is there anything else you would like to do?
Let me see. I'm
batting it down the hatches for the storm right now, to be honest. Can I do a knowledge arcana check to find out what spell you cast?
Spellcraft to discover the first spell I cast, yes.
Let's see. So.
7, never mind. That's not going to do it, I don't think.
The wizard cheats.
So would all intimidation checks have to be within, I have to be adjacent to the person? Is that how that works? Yeah.
Hang on, let me check. I don't see it saying anything where you have to see them, or at least for intimidation, you don't have to be adjacent to them either. All right. So go ahead and do it. Go for it.
Jack is getting super frustrated right now. He just lets out a large, deafening roar that, you know, shakes the ground beneath him and waves his scythe around in an attempt to scare his opponent.
What's the DC? 10 plus the target's hit dice, which I believe would be 8, plus your wisdom modifier.
10 plus the target's... Wait, not, what now?
Oh, my hit dice, so it's still 8. And the target's wisdom modifier. Okay.
Okay, so you got to figure that out. Okay, yeah, I was confused.
Yep, so 8 plus 1, so that'd be 19.
Oh, I definitely beat that. That's,
Well, I think I have...
What now?
I think I have to beat it. No, I think... Demoralizing an opponent. You can use a skill to cause an opponent to become shaken. The shaken condition doesn't stack. The DC of this check is 10 plus... If you are successful, okay.
Okay, so what I just have to roll intimidate, pretty much? I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. If your intimidate beats mine,
okay. So it's 24. 19.
Boom! All right. I am shaken. The scythe is scary. I have a feeling that you could probably cut off my head with a single. Okay, so I have a minus two on its saving throws, skill checks, and ability checks.
We'll see how that works out. All right, so that's my move. I'm just wanting to see what happens. Let's do this.
Okay. You actually see a darkened cloud begin to form up above your head, and it begins to billow and grow and begins to crackle with a strange electricity that's almost a crimson color before the center of the storm begins to open up almost like the eye of a hurricane. And as you look into it, you see a burning scape of just fire and twisted shapes, and a single large bolt of electricity drops to the ground about 5 feet away from you. And you see a large creature about 10 feet tall slowly stand up as flickering flames drop off of his body. And he turns.
I am Gilbatuk. You will be my opponent this day.
And he's going to attack. But before that, I will give the spell to the GM.
This is legit.
So yes, you now have a rather spectacular opponent. And I'll also give you a look to what he looks like in just a second. To the GM. This is what Gilbatuk looks like. Now, to the GM, it says that I can't control him, but he attacks to the best of his ability. Is it okay if I still just say this is how he would attack?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay.
As long as you stay within the description given.
Yep. He actually runs up to you, Shaq, and is going to attempt to grapple you.
He's like, this I can do. And he's... okay, so how does the grapple work?
So, does a 28 beat your CMD?
It definitely does.
Then you are considered grappled, as he just... runs around behind you, wraps his arms up behind under your arms, and latches them directly underneath your neck and says,
"You will not go anywhere."
And as you look around, there almost seems to be a large ring of fire, about 50 feet all the way around you. But that's the end of his turn.
So Shaq is going to, let's see. Let me look up rage real quick, because I know I'm under rage. I always forget. Okay, rage is plus one to which things? That's con and strength.
It's con and strength. Yes, but since you are grappled, you can't move until you break it. You have a minus four penalty to dexterity and a minus two to all attack rolls, combat maneuver checks, except may those two grapple or escape a grapple.
Except those two.
And you also.
Have to okay, break. So that's what I'm except going to attempt to do right now. We're going to give these people a wrestling match, I think, or at least to start out. We'll see how this goes. So I'm going to attempt to escape the grapple. All right.
Go for it.
All right, so to escape it, it would be what?
Basically, you just roll, add your CMB, and see if you beat his CMD. So okay. D20 and then plus your CMB.
So that's going to be 21.
21. You struggle and you strain, but you just, and you feel his knuckles begin to crack and pop, but you just barely don't quite escape. You still have a move and a swift.
All right, so Shaq's going to attempt to stab him with the ogre hook. He's going to... All right.
Go for it.
Crit.
Yep.
A crit? Okay, roll to see if you confirm.
Yeah, confirm.
How does that... Wait, okay, confirm me... Okay.
Roll again and see if you hit him again.
Crit fail.
Well, okay, you still hit him, but it's not a double.
It's a triple with the ogre hook.
That would have been beautiful. Man. There's the possibility you could have just killed him outright, but anyway.
It's only a triple? Okay, so. I thought a scythe was quad.
Yeah,
I think he used the ogre hook.
I don't want to add any more damage than I need to on myself right now, because the scythe has got that self-damage that I don't want to... worry about right now. So I don't confirm the third hit.
So essentially, you just hit him once.
Unless he's got a full round of attacks.
You should by this level, yeah. You can attack him again. You can attempt to attack him again.
If you've got a base attack of 6 or higher.
Okay, so...
Attempt to hit him again.
At a, what is it, a minus 5, I think, is what it ends up being?
Yes.
So 19.
19, all right. That also hits.
So, let me roll damage on both of those then.
Twelve on the first hit,
and
yeah. Hang on, I gotta bring up my calculator. But yeah, go ahead and calculate. Okay.
And sorry, and hold
second
on.
Hit.
I'm still. 11 on the second hit.
So Shaq basically uses his, after trying to grapple with this thing, he, we'll say he manages to get one of his arms free, pulls out his ogre hook, and manages to stab flail backwards and stab the whatever this thing is in the chest twice.
Okay, and Galbatuk roars in anger as you see steaming hot blood just run down his leg. And he says,
"Yes, you are a worthy challenger. But let's make this more interesting, shall we?"
And he actually releases grapple. And holds his hand out to the side. And since it's a spell-like ability, I believe it is, it's just a standard action. Okay. And giving this to the GM to confirm if I do this incorrectly, if I do, please correct it, and we will redo it, but... he holds his hand up to the side, and you see his body begin to shimmer and shake and begin to bubble. And you see slowly, almost as if he's made out of some sort of slime, his head begins to split in two. And you see he begins to step away from himself as the second half of his body reforms as he turns to you and says,
"Two is far more fun than just one."
And his clone will now attempt to grapple you.
All right. So is it just the CMD, pretty much? All right. So
yep.
It's 18
That's
me.
A total of 20. Okay, he first guy lets go of the grapple, he clones himself, and then
checks it.
Clone grapple.
Not again! And, is that your turn?
That's his turn. Aureana is not going to do anything.
Okay.
She's going to let this play
out. In order for me to win, do I have to defeat Aureana? Is that the,
As far as you know, yes. But you really can't see her at the moment. I mean, it's up to you. You can do whatever you wish. I should not discourage you from any actions.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see.
The spell like summon ability, where he can summon another creature identical to himself.
Okay. Hold on.
Under spell like abilities, directly underneath his first one.
Yeah, okay. What does 50% mean? Is there a...
That's for the second one.
Ah, okay.
It's either, there's a 50% of either 6 or 3, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, this entire plan was built for Sindar.
So I've got to just throw a wrench in the mix, just throwing a barbarian in here. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Unwitting Ally on the one not grappling
behind you.
All right. So how's that going?
Okay. So now you are flanking.
Does it have a save
of some sort?
I don't know if that... I'm not sure how that would work, though. I probably would think you would have to roll some sort of save.
Will negates. So
okay,
the
so
second one will
roll
a will
spell save DC of 12. Okay.
That would be a 17. As you wave your hands around... and point towards the other individual, you see his eyes begin to cloud over for a second, but you see he snorts, and as he snorts, two columns of flame shoot out of his nostrils, and he looks at you with a billowing hatred.
Shaq looks, says to himself, oh, well, worth a shot, and he, let's see, do I have a second, does that count as, okay.
I think that's your standard action.
And so he's going to attempt to, he's going to attempt to do an intimidating glare on the one grappling him. So he roars and, let's see how this works out.
Go for it.
Oh, shoot. Not good.
Go for it.
So it's a 20. Yeah, total 20.
Total of 20. Okay, that might work. Hang on. Dice. 10 plus 6 plus... actually, he is considered...
All right.
...shaken. Okay. You can feel his muscles begin to quiver as he realizes maybe he doesn't want to be holding this guy. This guy's really angry.
All right, so that's my turn.
Okay. I believe creatures, while they're grappling, can still attack. I thought I sent it to you. Sorry. Don't know why I didn't do that. Anyway, that works even better. The one who is not grappling you will actually, just while you're being held, just try to sucker punch you. And since he's standing right in front of you, he's going to make a full round of attacks. So, does a 13
versus
hit you?
My what? Versus my AC?
AC.
No, it does not.
Yes. Ooh. So you do have to take a minus 2 to your AC because you're take a minus 4 penalty to dexterity, but I'm
so
pretty
minus
sure it still doesn't
AC.
Anyway.
Is there any kind of... What modifiers do I add because of rage? Do I add any because of that to AC?
I think you actually get a minus to AC because if you're raging.
Let me figure that out.
Looking it up.
Yeah, I think you get a minus 2 to AC, but... The pluses are strength and con, so no, you don't get dex pluses, so yeah.
Yeah, so you'd have a minus 2,
okay,
and then
so that's an
so
11,
a total of
that
minus
is
4 to your AC.
An 11, so yes. No, that does not. Yes, that does hit. Yes, it does hit.
Oh. Yeah. It does hit. Oh, okay. Yeah, but remember, you have extra health. So, he just takes out one claw and just rakes it right across your chest. And you take 9 okay. points of damp slashing damage.
I have
damage.
Extra health. Is that because of rage?
Because of because your constitution goes up. So you basically get more hit points.
It's a tad weird how it gets handled, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be asking a lot of questions because this is all new territory for me.
No.
Okay.
It is perfectly fine. As he draws the first blood, you see he grins, and you see he just says, "Yes, the master of the festering wound has finally arrived." And he's going to attack you again. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Does a 26 hit you? Okay. That is 10 points of slash damage. And as he slashes with his other hand, you see he actually grabs onto you, tilts his head back, and you see the tentacles around his neck all begin to pick up almost like snakes, and they begin to jab into your neck. Because if he hits you twice with both claws, so he gets this extra free attack. So that is... No. That is 10 points of piercing damage. And you also have to make a fortitude save.
No.
You begin to feel your chest heave and convulse, almost as if... Oh, no. No, actually.
Oh, it
takes effect tomorrow, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. So, just checking to see if a grappling creature can attack, which I believe it can. Oh, yes, it just also has a minus 4, I believe. So, anyway, the one who's also holding you, while he's holding you and wrapped its claws around your chest, he's actually just going to take both claws and just rake one claw one way, the other claw the other way.
Okay, so that is...
Yeah. So that's with a minus 4. I just need to have my calculator open all the time. With a minus 4, that would be a 23. It does a 23
beats my
hit
CMD,
you?
So... No, wait, beats my AC.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
AC. Okay. You take 9 points of slashing damage.
Oh, man.
He's going to attack again.
All right.
Does a 13 hit you with the minus 4?
Yes, it does.
Okay. You take 7 points of slashing damage. And once again, you can feel the tentacles reach up back around your head as they begin to slash and bite at your face. And you take 3 points of piercing damage.
Oh, man.
And that's their turn. Yeah. Orianna will continue to sit and watch. Because she can't interfere. If she does, they attack her.
Let's see. Yeah, that's probably the best immediate idea. You're right.
Might be the best idea.
So, let's see. This is the D20 again. Plus.
Yep. Plus your CMB.
18.
It's actually lower than what you had before. You once again struggle, and you almost escape, but the one directly in front of you just kicks you directly in the chest and throws you back into the one behind you. And he says,
"You go nowhere. Galbatuk enjoys his prey."
Let me just see here.
Rage adds 1 to my strength modifier, correct? Okay,
so let me add that. It would have been a 19, so that wouldn't have been anything, but anything terribly important. Yes, definitely.
But it's good to know.
Any little bit helps at this point. So Shaq is going to attempt another
that's a plus 4 bonus plus 2. All right, good. So it would be a plus 2 mod.
Yeah.
So that would bring him up to exactly what he had before.
Yeah, good to know.
Coolio. Do as you wish.
That would also be 16 bonus.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So
hit points.
Oh. Is it a plus 2 to the modifier or to the morale? So does it increase the score?
Barbarian gains a plus 4 morale bonus to strength and 5.
You are right, I am looking at the spell rage.
The increase to constitution grants the barbarian
so I have
2 hit points per hit
2
dice.
Hit points per hit dice, so I have...
So, an additional 16.
Okay. I'm not sure how that works. How does...
Basically, you have 16 temporary hit points, so whatever your max
was,
you
add
8
to it. So let me add another 8.
So you add 8 more.
Yeah. And those... Okay. The temporary actually goes away last. That's the weird part about the Barbarian's Rage.
Yeah.
So once you hit 16 or less hit points, you're in...
Wonderful.
Death range, pretty much.
Okay, so Shaq is going to That's all I can do.
Just stab him.
Shaq is taking a liking to the horns that he saw on these things, so he's kinda wanting to add that to his trophy collection. He's not gonna give up too easily, so let's do this. he's just gonna do the same thing he did. He's gonna reach as far as he can toward those horns and try to stab.
Not grappling.
Okay, yeah.
So, sorry, I was.
He's gonna reach as far as he can towards the. Is this a demon? Yeah.
It is actually. Well, go ahead and make a planes check.
Six.
So six. He likes the horn, so he's gonna try to dude. He's gonna try to stab as far up on his face as he can with the
The one that's grappling you or the one in front of you? Go for it.
15 plus 9. And then minus 4 for attacks. Or minus 4 for attack rolls because I'm grappled. Is that correct? Okay.
That is correct.
23. Alright.
23 hits. Roll for damage.
Eleven. And then a second attack as well. Let me do that. Alright.
You do it. Do it.
That's going to be... That's a 19.
Alright.
19 total? 19 hits? Full damage.
6.
6? Okay. As both attacks, yes. You just take out... I'm assuming this is with the hook again, right? As you slash, you said you're going up for as high up on as you can. You just reach over your shoulder and just rake twice, and you can immediately feel the heated blood running down your own neck, and you realize this isn't yours. Oh, and you hear the roar behind them as the one in front chuckles and says, "He is feisty."
Shaq smiles. Shaq smiles and says, "I kind of like these guys."
Yeah.
All right. So
the one in front is just all versus same as the first. Double attack from the back, double attack from the front. So does a 14 hit you
from the front? Yes, it does.
That is 9 points of slashing damage. Second hand.
Yeah, it does.
Ooh, does a 27 hit you?
Oh.
Another 9 points of slashing damage from the front. Now the one from the back, once again, is just going to go for your calves. Ooh.
Yeah.
Does a 24 hit you? Oh. You take 5 points of slashing damage. And I forgot, the first one has his beard attack. From the front, he waits until the guy does the first slash, and you take another 7 points of piercing damage as his tentacles just begin to poke directly into your chest and try to burrow around your ribcage.
Let me catch up real quick.
Okay, second attack from the second one. This is...
It does not hit.
A 10. Yeah, he rakes, but this time you just flex your chest outward, and you could just force his fingers back out as you growl and say, "That's enough."
Oh, thank goodness.
And that's their turn.
I'm at 9 points of damage right now, so... I've got 9 hit points. So, I'm going to attempt a diplomacy check to convince these otherworldly creatures to help me fight this opponent that I've been fighting.
Go for it.
All right, so, let me see here. No, it was not.
21. Was that a crit?
No.
Was it a natural? No? What do you say to these creatures?
Basically, he tries to say, so I think we're kind of on the same page here. You guys want to help me out with something? Hello? Hello? Can y'all hear me? Okay.
I can hear you,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably looking something up. This isn't exactly a normal...
Oh, shoot, he's gone. Okay.
Yeah, wait.
I don't think I passed that check. I could have. I don't know how much these guys' will saves are, so...
Is that a will save?
Mm.
Yeah, it's possible.
Where'd Marco go?
Apparently having some connection troubles. He's gonna log out and log back in.
Oh, there he is.
There we go. Sorry about that. Yeah, computer's acting weird, so I just logged in on my phone.
I basically just tried to reason with him a little bit. I just said, hey, I think we're on kind of the same page, you know, kind of bloodthirsty, violent types. So, you guys want to help me out with something?
You hear them chuckle.
We like this one. But... unfortunately, we have been called for a single purpose, to do battle with a soul of him. And you, my friend, more than me.
Shaq sighs. Can I attempt that again or no? All right, Shaq sighs.
Not in the same round. And you also get the feeling... L itself describes that they can only attack one person on this.
Shaq sighs, and he kind of knows that this is probably his numbers up in this particular round, so he's like, well, alright. Do what you gotta do. And I think that's... Well? No, wait.
Is that your turn?
Is that all I can do?
Yes. You can.
That was.
Is that just a
pencil attack, right?
That's. Is that part of the swift?
Well, it's just a standard diplomacy check, so.
I think so. I could look it up. I'll say yes.
Oh, let's do it then. I'm going to attempt to break the grapple then.
Do it.
And this is not going to go well. 22. Wait, is it a CMD? Let's see. Is it? Well, hold on.
Two?
Is it CMD plus D20, or how does that work?
I believe it is a standard action.
So 12.
CMB.
That is my grapple thing.
Yeah, I tried switching back to my computer and it didn't work, so sorry.
No.
He said he got a 12, so that didn't break it.
My CMB is +8, and then I rolled a 4, so that's a 12. Actually, no, it's a plus 10 and I rolled a 4.
Oh.
But it's, yeah. So it's a 16.
Okay. You see, the other one says,
"You have fought well. And because of this, you have earned the honor of falling by my hand."
And you see, he actually takes a step back and holds out his hand and in his hand, and as he grasps it.
What happened? I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, Mako. Okay.
Sorry, my computer came back online and I heard my grasps it. You see it turns into a heated, almost spear-looking weapon, and takes it in both hands and says, "I know, but my internet is being stupid. Going to my phone in a moment." As he takes it, he says,
"May your next life be better to you than this one."
Mm.
A round of attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Does an 18 hit you?
I'm very dead.
That is a total of 15.
Well, no.
Damage.
Okay. Let me see how hard to kill works.
Yeah. And you.
Just to.
Rage drops if you go negative.
Well, I'm definitely a negative, so that I'm at negative.
I think
four. No, negative 6 hit points at that point. Yes.
And is that including the temporary hit points you got? Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Are actually more like negative 20 something now.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure you don't have that in Constitution.
I have a 12 in Constitution right now. Or, yeah.
Yeah. you see. As.
Lay it out, dude.
Pretty much. As he takes his blade, he says,
"For one was brought me. I appreciate you have brought me."
And he just ripped through your chest. And it actually pierces through your chest into his own clone. And as your blood mingles, both of you to the.
So, do I get any last words or anything? Alright. Shaq, chuckling, coughing up blood. Yells out to his unseen opponent. He chuckles and said, "Maybe in a different life we probably would have gotten along. You seem like a pretty good opponent. Good fight." And then he dies. Oh, well, yeah.
Except that he doesn't actually die. In that moment, the arena starts to dissimulate itself, the buildings and everything sink back into the floor, and Shaq, you momentarily fade to black, but then you wake up and you realize it's only been just a moment since you had seemingly lost consciousness. You are not wounded, you're not damaged in any way, you are simply laying on the ground, looking up, laying on that same dusty dirt arena floor. As your invisible opponent is called out by the announcer to reveal herself. "And our winner of the first match, will she reveal herself? Oh, Rihanna!"
And as the name called, she does reveal herself. She gives a quick bow, but she looks almost as if calling this creature wasn't something normally would do.
What now? I'm sorry, you were breaking up a little bit.
Hang on.
That should be better. You see she waves and gives a quick bow, curt bow to the crowd, but as she stands back up, you can see there's a bit of sadness in her eyes. Almost as if calling a creature such as this isn't something that she would normally do. If this were not a situation where it's just a holodeck, the action that she performed would have been abhorrent to her.
Shaq takes a look at her, sees that she sees that she's kind of upset about her actions. He comes up to her, pats her on the shoulder, and says, "Hey, anything you got to do to win the fight? I understand. Besides, those guys were pretty cool." And he walks off.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. They deserved to be destroyed by your hand. If you had beaten them, they would have been removed from both our plane and theirs. But I should have asked.
That's fine. I had fun. Maybe next time.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And she goes back over to her corner and she says, "Seely, not too terrible."
Yep.
And
checks out.
I guess that ends it for Orianna.
Okay, so I'm going to take like a 2-minute break and come back. The other, instead of rolling it again, I said I was to do the other two people. So
oh, that'll be fun.
Be in QS. Does Mako want to do the player for the GM?
Okay.
Okay, give me two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great startup match, guys.
Thank you so much for playing, Shaq. No, that was actually a lot of fun.
Right.
I've always wanted to PvP,
is a lot of fun.
But never had the chance.
I can see why a lot of people would like that a lot. I had no idea how to do what I was doing against a magic opponent, though. My goodness. That was nuts. Shaq's confusion was basically a reflection of my own at the beginning. I was like,
if you had gone first and run up and grappled her, or just essentially rage hit her and crit,
so it came down to an
issue
pretty
single
much.
Hit. Pretty much. If she can get away, she can set things up so that it's a more advantageous situation. But if you just catch her when she's standing there, she's basically a commoner that you can just kick over.
And you almost beat that initiative. It came down to dexterity mods.
Exactly.
Dang. That was fun. Dang.
Okay, I'm back. So I rolled third quadrant this time, so Crown Center, McKenzie, Four Winds area.
Okay, so shall we get started?
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rumble on the Rock. As those two past opponents have you seen them fight, now we shall see the wondrous magic of these two in introducing the new introductory opponents. Ranking in at a solid 1'5" and a solid 20 pounds, though as light as she may be on weight, she makes up for it in the fullness of her heart. Known as the tiny terror to all inquisitors across all planes, we have the wondrous Oracle of Apsu himself, Tanis! And as the portal opens, you actually see almost a shimmer of lights drop from the air all around you, Tanis, as you walk into the arena.
Tanis walks in. She kind of almost does like a sprint out into the light and does a little bit of a slide towards the cameras, just really playing it to the cameras. And as she looks at the cameras, she gives a peace sign with her right hand. And with her left hand, she raises up her her heavy wooden shield. But she takes those two fingers from the peace sign and just taps it and puts an arcane mark on it, which the cameras are able to translate for the crowd as specifically spelling out G-I-T-G-U-D or G-E-T-W-R-C-K apostrophe D. Get good or get wrecked.
Beautiful.
And she just winks at the camera.
Oh, there she is. The tiny terror herself. Now, moving on to another wonderful magical opponent. You know him as the Tyrant of Thunder, the elven individual who has brought down both hierocracies and brought necromancers to justice. We have the wonderful magical Sindar! And once again, the gate opens, but this time, instead of this silvery flecks of light, you see a crack of thunder drop from the sky just as the door around you opens, Sindar, and it seems to split around your portal and frame your entrance.
He steps through the portal and looks up at the crackling electricity and gives a nod, points toward it. That I like these guys' flair. And walks out kind of nonchalantly, wearing his pretty much completely civilian clothing, just almost looking half bored.
All right, the two contestants are set. Are the both of you ready? You know the rules. You may not know the location, but you'll learn it soon enough. Shall we begin? Tanis, are you good to go?
Ready for anything.
Well, anything is coming your way. Sindar, are you good to go?
Let's rock.
Rock on the rock. And begin! And as he drops his hand down, you see he actually vanishes in a puff of brilliant golden energy. Roll for initiative.
All right, and Tanis got, she has advantage on initiative, so she got a 16 and a natural 20. So she has a total of 23.
Nice.
14.
14. Tanis, what would you like to do?
What are our positions on the field?
What was location, what quadrant were you in currently?
The Crown Center Four Winds area.
Okay, Sindar, you are actually standing about halfway in the street to the Four Winds, and Tanis, you are actually standing just under the beginning of the awning to the Four Winds. So if it were raining, you would not be getting rained on, but Sindar, you're a bit of a ways away. And I'm going to compress the distance to say that you are about 60 feet across from one another.
All right. Then... let's see. All right, then she is going to go ahead and use a swift action to sprout golden, kind of golden tan, almost the color of parchment dragon wings out of her back. And as they flare out, she's going to use a move action to fly 60 feet. It's kind of at a diagonal, so she'll fly... about 30 feet forward and 30 feet up.
Awesome.
And she's going to cast Hold Person on Sindar.
Go for it.
So that is a will save, DC 20.
So swift move and you still have a standard action left, huh?
Yes. You get a swift action, you get a free action, swift action, move action, and standard action.
15. You said that was a DC what?
DC 20.
Ouch.
All right,
well,
you are
Sindar,
now...
you are held.
So you do get a will save each time your turn comes around, but your will save would come at the end of your turn, and it will last for 8 rounds.
Okay, Sindar, you feel your muscles begin to lock in place as you watch this almost golden phoenix jump and leap off the ground with a brilliant shower of dragon scales as she soars up into the sky. But your muscles are locked, so... is that the end of your turn, Tanis?
Well, yeah, that was her whole turn to cast Hold Person on it.
Sindar, make a will save.
So cannot take any actions, period. Okay, so it's not just anything that requires movement, it's period.
Yeah, it's paralysis.
If it's purely mental, you can do it. But you don't have any semantic components, you can't talk, so no verbal components. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't pass the will save.
Okay, you are still stuck. As you try and force your way against this unseen force, you just can't get your muscles to listen. All right, Tanis, your turn.
All right, Tanis is going to go ahead and swift action, presence of dragons. So we'll save... DC 21, or you will be shaken.
Nope.
Okay, so he is shaken, and then she
minus
will...
Minus 2 to saves, I believe.
Yes. And then she's going to go ahead and... She's going to go ahead and... Use Admonishing Ray... So she gets 2 rays, which are 2 range touch attacks.
Okay.
So the first...
That's a 10. You have to... Since he can't move, so...
Okay, so the first one's a natural 17, and the second one is a 10. And she gets to add... I think she gets to add, like, 9 to her ranged attack. Yeah, so they both hit.
Is that range touch, or...
Yes, range touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was with the natural rolls, so even though she had a plus 1, yeah.
So the first one does 12 points of damage.
It's non-lethal, though.
Yeah, non-lethal.
But it doesn't matter, it's a whole lot.
And the second one does 9, so a total of 21 points of damage as she pulls back her hand, forms a fist, and an ethereal fist in front of you forms and just punches you straight in the face.
And okay. He can't move when he takes it, so he just takes it straight to the face and doesn't even buckle back.
Yep. Tanis, is that the end of your...
She is going to go ahead and... Yeah, she'll hold that position.
Okay. Sindar, make a will save.
Thirteen.
You feel a trickle of blood running down. Well, no, it's non-lethal. So you feel the exhaustion wearing on your chest. And you can just barely move your eyes as you try and track this miniature flying dragon as it zips about the air. But you still can't break this spell. Okay, Tanis, it's your turn again.
All right. Is Sindar wearing armor?
No, he is not.
Okay, very well. Then she is going to... I forgot to roll how long you are shaken, and that comes to 10 rounds that you'll be shaken.
Cool.
So, Yeah, she's going to go ahead and cast blindness. So that would be a DC 21. I want to say will.
I think it's fortitude.
Fortitude. It is fortitude. So DC 21, fortitude save. And you have a minus 2 to saves because you are shaken.
25 minus 2, 23.
Okay, you pass. Very good.
You feel the darkness begin to cover over your eyes, but you fight against it with just the presence of your will. And you keep your eyes open. So, is that the end of your turn, Tanis?
That is the end of her turn.
Sindar, make a will save.
11!
Cool. You're fighting against it. You're doing everything you can, but unfortunately, yes, this is round 4. I am keeping track of it. Yes. But you just can't fight it. Tanis.
His eyes are starting to look annoyed now.
All right, then she is going to move down to him, and she is going to... I have a question. If she touches him while he is paralyzed with hold person, it doesn't dispel hold person, does it?
It is a hold person, I do not believe, is a concentration spell.
Okay, then she is going to fly down, kind of like, you know, grasp onto his shirt as she kind of lands on his chest, and she's going to flat palm on his chest and tell him, "I'm really sorry about this, Sindar," and she's going to bestow curse.
Okay, I'm assuming it's a will save?
It is a will save. DC 21.
Can't even talk back. Oh, meh. DC what?
21.
23. With the negative.
Nice, okay. You managed to save against this one. You once again feel the strange darkened energy as it passes into your chest, and you just take a sharp inhaling breath. This seems to be the only thing you can do as you fight it off. Tanis, is that the end of your turn?
That is the end of her turn.
Sindar, you know what to do.
There's a look in his eyes of whatever she said, sorry. His look is like, ah, sure. Blasted negative.
Doesn't quite hit the 21. Once again, you try to reach out your hand to just grab the neck of this tiny little creature that you know you could basically snap the neck of if you could reach it. But fortunately, your muscles still don't listen to your commands.
Tanis, realizing that the curse didn't go through, she gets almost kind of a pouty look on her face, and her brow wrinkles. She's like, And she flaps back, flies back about 10 feet or so away, and about 5 feet up. So she's about 10 foot away, 10 foot off the ground. And then she is going to, she takes her hands, kind of rubs them together almost like they're cold, and just blows them. And icy frost and snow just blasts off of her hands.
Assuming this is the dragon breath?
Yes, this is her breath weapon.
I believe since you're paralyzed, you automatically fail your dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, probably.
And she does 15 points of cold damage.
Okay, so do I actually need to track lethal and non-lethal separately?
You're going to drop unconscious anyway once you hit zero, so...
So, yeah, in this case, no.
The difference is non-lethal can only take you to one hit point. It can't take you to zero.
This is true. If she's like, oh, you have one hit point left, poke, then you're going to drop unconscious. But anyway, I keep track of that. All right, that is Tanis's turn. We are now on round 6.
Crit.
Tanis, do you have any intention of doing anything to affect that?
Yeah, I should. Misfortune.
Okay. Sindar, roll again. Total?
16.
Total?
16.
Okay. For once, you feel yourself getting free. And as your fingers regain feeling, you reach down and begin to mentally summon your chakram, but once again, your fingers lock into place. And you can see the look in Tanis, and you know this was her. Okay. So, Tanis, it's back to your turn.
Okay, how many? This is round 6, right?
This is the end of round 6. So once it gets back over to Sindar, it'll be round 7.
Okay, so end of round 6. All right, then she is going to go ahead and... she's going to go ahead and hit him with Admonishing Rays again.
Okay. Beat a 10. Yeah,
so... that's a crit 20, so roll to confirm.
Roll to confirm.
Is a 18.
18 so hits because he's being held.
So that's a confirm on the first one. And the second one is a natural 17, so it's also a hit. So the first one, which will be doubled, is 14, so 28 off of the first one.
28 points of damage.
And the second one is 17.
Yeah, he's way out. His eyes roll back and close, but he's still held in the upright position.
Well, technically, you're down to one. He's at one hit point.
Does the previous lethal damage not take him under?
I don't believe so. So you're currently at one full hit point before you drop unconscious.
Okay.
So now, round 7. Sindar, do your thing.
13.
Total?
Yes.
Okay. You feel the light beginning to fade as the darkness begins and the gray fuzziness begins to deepen around your vision. You can feel yourself beginning to drop if your muscles would allow you, but you still gritted your teeth and you're just like, I just need one good hit. Unfortunately, Tanis, it is back to your turn.
Tanis is going to fly down to just in front of his face, and she's got a pretty big grin on her face, and thinks about saying sorry before she takes up a boxer's stance, still holding herself aloft with the dragon wings, and she is going to punch him in the jaw.
Roll to attack.
And that is a 21 total to hit.
That hits.
All right, so she gets damage. A D3 of damage, and she gets Sindar. 2 points of damage.
You drop unconscious.
Eyes roll back, still standing. For one more round.
Yep. I think Sindar has to make saving throws, but I don't think Tanis is going to heal him. Would you guys like to end it here?
Tanis just like flies back, arms in the air, takes a few more shadow punches at the air, and just enjoys the moment. She's never got to punch somebody out before.
You hear the announcer say, "Well, that went far more quickly than the last battle. Congratulations, it looks like we have a winner. The tiny terror that we all know and love, Tanis!" You hear the crowd begin to go wild as a few people turn and say, that was incredible. And you see another person say, "That don't seem like it was unfair. He didn't even do anything. She just stood there and he took it." But a win is a win. And the crowd is jubilant at the success of another rather powerful spellcaster. Congratulations, one and all.
Sindar stands back up, looks to the side, spits at the ground. One shot. Oh well. One of these days, we'll have a fair fight. And then turns to leave.
All right. Well then.
Shaq says from the crowd, you guys know how I feel now.
Eh, at least you got to hit back.
All right, so did we want to have a... Since we only had four, did we want to have one final round between the two winners?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Let me reset all my things for Oriana. And would you like to GM for this deal?
Not really, but I probably don't have much of a choice here, do I?
Come on, give us your best announcer. That's what the people want. Give them what they want.
Yeah, I don't do so well at that.
Oh, and what quadrant are we in?
Let's see here. D4, D4, D4. Four, sir. Young Tower and... Sports Center and Corner of the Four Winds.
Okay. Melvin. Oh, and I
got everything reset.
Almost forgot to take off Shaken. Everything is good to go.
Well, all right, folks. Couple rounds that didn't go as necessarily expected, but we have our two winners. Now we have the final match of the night. To the one side, we have Alriana. To the other, we have Tanis. The crowd is cheering for both of them. As the doors open, and first, since the first round, the door opens for Alriana, and it's the same dirt arena that you saw the first round that is now opened ahead of you.
Alriana does once again the same wave, and she says, "What could you expect from the two femme fatales? Let's get this done. Let's get this over with. Come, Tanis. Meet us."
Tanis, ever the immature person that she is, does her same run in and slide, bringing up a small cloud of dust. But this time she adds to it a spin as she almost shield bashes the camera with the same words right on the shield. And then she points to Alriana and just gives her a "bring it" sort of a hand wave.
Alrighty then, announcer, bring us in.
Well, it seems both of them are confident. Let's see what they bring. The dirt begins to fade, and as before, buildings raise out of the ground around you. You see one rather tall tower to one side, and a couple shorter but longer buildings across the street and to the south. Alriana spawns in on the road between the Four Winds and the Sports Center, and Tanis will spawn in on the area just outside the front door of Yun Tower. 60 feet, as the previous match was. Roll initiative.
13.
Also 13.
Dex of 16.
also dex of 16.
Reroll!
7 natural roll. So I guess that'd be a 10.
Total of 23.
Oriana goes first.
Once again, seeing Tennis, she says, "Well, it's been fun and it's been real, but what has worked in the past?" And she spins her hand in a circle and then puts the golden ring on her finger and says, "We'll work again," as she vanishes and moves in a random direction. That's her turn.
Stealth check and perception check, just...
Oh, yes.
To make sure.
And actually, you know what? She's not going to move. She is going to teleport, so she doesn't have to move. So instead of moving, that should give her a plus 40 to stealth, if I remember correctly. The teleport has no verbal or semantic components.
Will and that not be two standard actions?
It is actually a swift action.
Yeah, okay.
Tanis did not see it. She got a 13 on her perception.
That's a 63 for stealth.
Wow. And just like the first round, the mage vanishes. No one has a clue where she went. And on to Tanis's turn.
Then Tanis gives a kind of a hard sighing exhale. She's like, "Huh, I hate stealth." And then she's going to swift action summon her wings. Then she is going to fly upward 60 feet straight up into the air. And then she is also going to use Draconic Ally. And she's going to expend one of her breath weapon uses to do it as a standard action instead of taking 10 minutes. So, she flies up 60 feet in the air and blows out another cloud of cold and ice. Only materializing out of that cloud of cold and ice is a similar kind of golden parchment-colored dragon of medium size who immediately speaks out to her in Draconic, which could be easily translated, I'm sure, for the crowd. He's like, "All right, what is it this time?" To which Tanis tells him, "She's gone invisible and I can't find her." He says, "Please, what am I here for?" "Fine, fine, I'll look for her." And then he actually is going to enter the initiative.
Okay.
At a initiative 10. So he'll go after Tanis.
What is the range of his blind sight?
60 feet.
Cool.
Okay. So he's going to use his full round movement, which he can go 60 feet flying. So he's going to go 120 feet, basically swoop down. So it's going to take 60 feet just to get down to ground level. Although that's within 60 feet. So never mind. He's essentially going to just do a loop over the area and see if he can spot her anywhere within the immediate area around Tanis. At Twitch, Tanis says, "Thank you, Mukan." And she's just going to wait because her turn's over. Okay. So yeah, he's just going to kind of loop around and see if his blind sight will pick her up.
Can I roll a perception check to see if I heard their conversation? Alriana actually does speak Draconic.
Sure. I mean, she probably heard it then. They weren't necessarily being quiet.
Okay, it's a total of 16 one way or another. Hearing this conversation, as Mukan gets near her, Mukan does see her, and as she looks up at him, she vanishes once again. Once again, No words, no sound, no actions, just vanishing.
Can Mukan do disappears. A spellcraft on that?
Would he be able to do it? I mean, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is an intelligent dragon.
Go for it.
So, let me pull up his modifier. It's not necessarily really high, but he does have one. Let's see. All right. Yeah, his total is 6. He probably doesn't know what happened.
Random magic. The person spontaneously combusted. Like, too much magic in the blood system. It happens, usually on Thursdays, you know? But yeah, I will let the GM know exactly what happened.
Mukan is just like, well, there... Wait, I think she just killed herself. That doesn't make sense. I don't know, kid. She's not here. She was, but she's not. And it would be Tanis' turn then, right? So, Tanis is going to go ahead and... Let's see. Does she have to... Yeah, I don't think she could cast anything on her unless she can see her.
That is correct.
So, let's see. She will... It's a very odd place to be when you don't know where your enemy is. This is what Shaq felt like, huh? Alright, then she is going to... just ready an action to cast a spell. If she knows where... she just wants to know where. If Mukan can locate Alrayana, then she's readying an action to attack once she knows where she's at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. Quick question for the GM. There is a perception, because Alrayana is going to have to speak eventually. There is a perception penalty for having additional distance. I'm going to see if I can pull it up and shoot it to you quickly, because they might be able to hear her, they might not.
So a perception check at a pretty high level.
Yes.
All right, for Mukan's turn, he is simply going to go over the same area again and basically cover as much area moving out from around Tanis's spot as he can with his 120 feet of flight to see if he can locate the missing person. So, GM, I'm not sure exactly what that would look like as far as how much, how far out he can get. He can cover 60 feet in either direction. So he could cover, technically, a 120-foot swath as he flies.
But it's moving in a circle, so it's not going to be the full...
Well, I mean, he can zigzag. If zigzagging is going to help. So... I don't know if he could cover, like,
what, an 80 to 90 foot square and then 60 feet to either side of that blind side?
Yeah. So would he be able to cover the area, say, from the entrance of Young Tower and the Four Winds over to the Sports Center? Kind of just like straight across towards the Sports Center area?
That should be doable, yes.
Okay, so does he spot her anywhere in there?
I'll let you know the direction that I went.
Let me run some math real quick. Yeah, as the dragon zigzags around the area, he doesn't pick up anything that's not visible.
Okay, and as he goes, he calls back, talking to Tanis, and says, "And I'm missing the game for this. You're gonna owe me big, kid." That's all. He just starts muttering to himself about missing out on his shows.
Okay, for the GM, Aureana is going to move her move action, so 30 feet in the same direction she was before, and she will actually cast Protection from Good on herself.
Which has the verbal component?
It does, but he would have to hear her.
Do Which both with of the... them get chances on that? I mean, I it's don't know the distance, so the GM has to call it.
So I also added to the distance as well.
Where did the dragon finish his turn?
If he was zigzagging over towards the sports center, then he would be over by the Young Tower side wall, exterior wall of Sports Center, probably closer to the front than the back.
Okay, roll it for both.
All right, Tanis certainly did not. She got a natural 2, but let me check for him. I believe he got an 18 on his, but let me just verify that.
What's the base?
I'm just going to
check to hear that.
Yeah, I'm just going to remove the invisibility and then just have her normal stealth. And then also add the distance.
Yeah, he got an 18 for that listen. Yeah.
Aureana rolled a natural 19, so the additional stealth didn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't hear it.
That ends Aureana's turn. Actually, you know what? She's also going to do one more thing, and I'll send it to the GM. But go ahead and continue your turn. Tennis's turn, if you'd like.
Did you say it's Tanis's turn?
Yes.
Alright. Then Tanis is going to go ahead and Um